Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Clemson is a great football team. Miami, not so good. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. This season celebrated the return of the U to the college football headlines as former Georgia coach Mark Richt continues to reconstruct the Hurricanes program. But their one-sided loss to Clemson in the ACC championship game shows how far they have to go. The brawl in the stands between fans was closer. The turnover chain and all the U followers touching their thumbs together made a nice story. But Miami turns out to be one of the biggest frauds of 2017, with their so-called dream season put in jeopardy almost weekly after narrow wins over average Florida State and Georgia Tech teams. Heck, anyone who was at Keenan Stadium on October 28th saw how close the 3-9 Tar Heels came to beating Miami, and wins over Duke, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, and Virginia were hardly harbingers of an eventual number two ranking in the college football playoff poll. Clemson's total domination of the Canes proves the ACC was pretty much the big one and mediocre 13 this season. The Tigers of Dabo Sweeney continue to be the real story. Despite a national championship team under Danny Ford in 1981 that was unranked before that season started, Clemson didn't do much until Sweeney was hired in 2008 as interim coach. Tommy Bowden hadn't even won an ACC championship in his 10 years at Death Valley, and now the Tigers are playing for the gold ring for the third year in a row, having won it last season. So, Carolina fans, there is hope of getting to that level with more money, the facilities upgrade that is coming, and better recruiting now that the great unpleasantness of the last 7 years is over. Miami's program isn't at that level, and Rick knew it with bland comments before the game and at halftime when it was 24-0. The Canes roster wasn't close to Clemson's, managing a meek fourth quarter field goal in the 38-3 laffer. Since the ACC championship game moved to Charlotte, Carolina has given Clemson the biggest test, losing in 2015 by 45-37, and that outcome could have been different if the Tar Heels had completed a drive with the second half kickoff that ended with a turnover inside the Tigers' 5-yard line. Clemson has since bolstered its roster with 4- and 5-star recruits, so it now looks more like a professional than college football team. Overrated, overhyped Miami showed that Saturday night. This is Archansky. See ya.